Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Charlie Norton Sherwood is a performance coach, having studied sports science at UCD, an internship at Leicester City led to a job there, and then on to Arsenal, where he was their strength and conditioning coach. But he felt a pull to something else, helping people figure out what they want from life, and he joins me in studio now. Charlie, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Claire.
The stuff of dreams to be in Premiership football, especially a student of sports science. What did you learn from that time?
I guess so much. And it really was my dream for quite a while. As soon as I entered sports science, trying to be a strength and conditioning coach within a Premier League academy was the stuff of dreams for me. But I think over time, when I was in that situation, you just slowly fall out of love with the environment that you're in when you start those questions within.
And it's elite level, you know, and obviously it's very cool. So many people follow these huge, massive teams. So to see behind the Iron Curtain, I'm sure, is really exciting. But we also hear other things from elite sport. What happens at retirement? You live and die by the scorecard. You know, it can be tough to have that amount of pressure. Is that something you were also watching and absorbing?
There's definitely an element of that pressure, especially so I would have been within the academy when I worked in Premier League football. And you have all of the pressure upon those individuals around trying to perform to the top level, but they're negotiating contracts, they're trying to make it at the professional level. And it just adds up with all this weight upon them at times.
Yeah, and with the academy, I suppose some people don't make it onto the team. So were you seeing dreams begin and end?
Almost. That was probably the hardest part of the job when there was at certain age groups where players would get released or retained. And when some of those individuals who you've known throughout the years that you've gotten close to, when they were released, that's pretty hard upon them, seeing, and hard upon yourself as well, seeing them go through that.
And I suppose when you're a footballer, if you show a talent at a young age, you go to an academy, you get into a Premiership team, you don't really think beyond that. But you were starting to notice there were players who were wondering, what's next? What else is out there? Who am I without football? Do you think that was the start of leading to what it is that you do now?
I think we all almost go through those questions within around our work, our career, our identity, and what we do can come to define all of who we are. And we wrap ourselves so closely with what that is. I could see it within players where football became their life, but also within myself and the staff around me, where strength and conditioning was my life. Strength and conditioning within football was my life. And slowly over time, you start to question, well, is this the life that I want for myself? Do I want to devote all of myself to this? What about everything else that I have going on? What about all those other buckets that makes up our life in terms of our family, our friendships, those people that we love? And if we start devoting so much of ourselves towards our career, and then years down the line when we turn around and need those people the most, well, they might not be there because for so long they've just got the scraps of our attention because all we've been focused on is work.
And that's so interesting. And we get so caught up in what we should be doing or how we should be feeling or what's important. And I suppose you were ticking so many boxes. You had a really cool job, a job you were good at, a job you enjoyed. I'm sure you were earning good money. You're living in London. That's got another level of cool attached to it. You met your wife. So you're living a good life. But there's a whisper sometimes that we start to get that gets louder. And it can be difficult to listen to when you see that list of accolades. And, it all makes sense on paper, but if it's not making sense within, you have to start listening. But it's challenging, isn't it?
It definitely is. And I know within your book, you talk around that trap of shoulds that we can get lost in. And sometimes how when we don't question ourselves and start to turn inner and ask these questions, we can kind of get caught on this roller coaster, this hamster wheel of life where we go from school to college or apprenticeships. And sooner all these years go by and we start asking ourselves, well, was this the life that I ever really wanted? We start climbing that ladder without actually asking ourselves, well, was that ladder up on the right wall to begin with?
I love the work of Mo Gaudat. He's a brilliant author, and he talks about the analogy of a video game. And sometimes we've just, got enough from that level. And it doesn't matter how cool that level is. Sometimes we need a different level. We need to level up. We've learned all we're going to learn there. Do you think that was adding a little bit to you. You had done all you were going to perhaps do in that role. You could have stayed forever, but it was time for something else.
I think within myself, I actually hadn't done everything that I could within that role for so long. I had written down on a piece of paper, try to become a strength and conditioning coach within a first team in the Premier League. That was that big goal. But seeing the sacrifices that people would have to make within those positions, that's not what I was willing to make. I didn't really want to leave a trail of broken relationships behind me, trying to get into a position where I thought I really wanted that. And I love what you're saying about Mo Gaudat. And there's that idea from Rick Rubin where he says around passion, and don't confuse being good at something with just being a passionate person. Because when you are a passionate person, well, when you devote yourself to anything, you could probably become pretty good at that. So try and use your passion to follow the things that really light you up. And when you find that avenue, well, think of the amazing work you could do there.
So you moved back to Ireland and you've set up now as a performance coach. And this is what you do. You help people figure out, what is the next step? Is this the right ladder you have to be on? And what do you find with people? Are they overwhelmed? I hear a lot from people and from myself, I don't know what I want. Do you think we do and we're just afraid to say it?
I think sometimes we can get confused because we feel like we need to have that succinct thing, that ladder laid out in front of us. But I don't know if we always need that exact roadmap for moving forward. We just need to know that next step that we need to take. In 1933, Carl Jung gets this letter from a person and she's asking him advice upon how to live. And he responds with, but if you do with conviction the next and most necessary thing, you're always doing something meaningful and intended by faith. And I think sometimes we just need to bring ourselves back to that principle when we feel most lost and uncertain of what is the next most necessary thing that I need to do?
Yeah. And how do I want to feel? Because we always look at what do I need to do and think about our career. And obviously we have bills to pay and responsibilities. And of course, I get all of that. I often think manifesting is quite a privileged term to be able to use. But we all deserve to feel content in our life. And let that be the focus. How do I want to feel? Because that's something I'm really taking from what you're saying. You wanted to have time for the people in your life. So you needed a job that would have a little bit more flexibility. And that was your first step to realizing that.
Yeah, definitely. And what you're saying there around following those signs that your life is alluding towards of, well, what are those things and those moments that give you joy and how much are you having of them within your week? And equally noting, well, where am I feeling really drained? Where am I feeling really drained and lethargic and energy zapped almost? And using those as guideposts to guide you towards those answers that you're seeking.
How do you feel in your life now?
I would say my relationships since moving home, it's been one of the best things for me and my wife. For being around family as well, the simple pleasure of just like dropping around to the house and seeing my mom, my stepdad, my brother and sister. It's that part of life that we didn't have in London. Yet there's still uncertainty. You're still trying to navigate yourself in this career. So I've taken that step into something a little bit different. So there's still those tumultuous waters ahead, but just trying to be patient and we take it week by week where we can.
I love it. Where can people find out more to work with you?
Yeah, if you just Google my name, Charlie Norton Sherwood, my website should come up.
Charlie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.